for one nation. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
So we have Adam Ferrone in here. KFC Radio tried.
I hear.
KFC Radio tried to steal this from us, which is outrageous.
Oh boy.
The new basketball podcast, KFC Radio. Go download, subscribe. It's on Spotify, YouTube.
I just turned the O in radio to a basketball.
It's genius.
Yeah, they pick like the C in KFC, like the hoop or some shit. Like, yeah, we're cooked out here.
Luckily, the story's completely changed, though, since I talked to them.
This is why we were okay sitting on it. Me and Tyler were talking about this last night. Like, this wasn't a all the news came out at first and that was it kind of story. Like, it's still going to keep going.
Oh, we've barely scratched the surface.
And as a Celtics fan, I'm livid that this story is happening. Someone tweeted it perfectly. I think it was like EJ Maroon or something. They were like, it would be very funny if The Ringer, Bill Simmons' website, is the reason that the Sixers fired Colangelo, and that was the reason why LeBron ended up going there, because he hates Colangelo.
I'd like that a lot.
I wouldn't.
I didn't. Did we ever, like, does he really hate Colangelo?
I'm just going to keep saying yeah.
I just didn't. He just hate all, like, old white men? Like Larry Brown, Dan Gilbert, Glenn, like...
It's well-informed if he does.
Yeah, you do.
I'm going to say, oh, I'm with it.
It makes sense.
But how is Sixers Nation taking to...
I mean, we're in a really weird spot right now. I didn't realize that the rest of the world... Like, I didn't know that Boston fans silently knew that Colangelo sucks. I didn't know that you guys were just holding
silently
on to that. No, but I mean, it seems like no one's like, oh, they need to fire Colangelo. They need to get Colangelo the hell out of here because, like, you want him to be sticking around.
Correct.
Because he sucks. Yep. And he's dumb. And he's just like, it's becoming so much more clear how absolutely stupid this is. But the timing for the Sixers is really good because we have a month before the draft. And now we're kind of figuring out that Jerry Colangelo, or Brian Colangelo, rather, his entire base of draft knowledge is just he got it off message boards and Twitter, and he just based everything he ever did on the consensus of everybody else, and he's unfit to be a president for that thing alone. He's unfit to be a GM for those reasons alone. But when you find out that he has a problem with every single person inside the Sixers organization and has individually attacked not only our stars, not only our it's absolutely insane. It's a really fun story to follow, but Jesus Christ, I can't believe it.
I mean, there are so many layers, and I feel like it's like Pusha. We've gotten like two of the layers so far, and there's just more to come. But the layers we do know, I would also like to say there are definitely a lot of GMs that will take public opinion over their own sometimes. I don't think he's alone in that sense, but I do think when there was one piece I read where he was commenting on a blog, and he also tweeted about it, like bringing in Steve Nash to like give TJ McConnell tutelage, and then like 3 weeks later he was just in Philly like teaching McConnell like how to play basketball, like stuff like that's very like
he
oh,
tipped his hand every step of the way. If you go back through these, every little thing he like criticized someone else for not doing and just patted himself on the back for doing it. It's like I can see sometimes maybe getting so riled up by something that happened on the internet where you feel like you need to have like your say from your burner account, and it's just something that you do to satisfy almost a craving that you have. But it was every single move that he made.
Right.
It was everything.
On five different burners.
He was just agreeing with himself, patting himself on the back. We laugh about it. It was happening on May 19th. Like, it was just happening. This is weeks ago. This is like a week and a half ago that he's criticizing Embiid for, like, going on vacation.
Yeah, right after the season ended. Like, wait, get back in the gym.
Like, what is going on? And he's criticizing the owners. Like, he'll have some accounts where he criticizes the owners. But the more I look at this, the more I start to think that there are multiple people who is doing this. Even one of the burner accounts, because yesterday it kind of came out, there was burner accounts for message boards. But one of the message boards that was obviously a Colangelo or one of his party talked about one of the former heads of the Rockets, and he said that they had teams of people that scrubbed the internet and like influenced public opinion. So he, from when you look at it like that, if he thinks other people have fleets of fake accounts and just legions of henchmen who are just pounding away at keyboards defending them, then he obviously is going to respond in kind. And this shit goes way deeper than any of us see. It's like the tip of an iceberg.
Isn't that exactly what fans are for? Like,
right?
Like, fans are supposed to like defend.
That's just the new NBA, Colin. Step it up.
You're right. I'm thinking of the olden days. I know Ainge is very in tune with what goes on Twitter because he was on a radio interview this morning, and someone asked him about a past feud. And he was like, "Oh, I was just on Ambien." Like he was just making like very topical jokes, like at that poll. Now that's obviously a very public joke, but I know he's very in tune, and I know he has people in the Celtics that are listening to shit and or reading like the Globe, not like deep diving on message boards, but they. I think it's kind of foolish to
that
not
you know of.
Right that I know. I think it's kind of foolish to not like take in information, but to do it.
Can we talk about why they would do that, though? Like, why is the information that is available to the public better than any information that they're getting? Or why is it different, even?
Well, you said why is the information that who's getting?
Like, why is it important for Colangelo to be reading, like, what Twitter, consensus is?
I think it's good. It feels – I want to keep, like, the pulse of my team, like, how my fans are feeling. Like Coley said, it wouldn't, of course, be 100% tiebreaker. But, yeah, if I keep saying, okay, yeah, we should probably get some more shooting. Okay, yeah, maybe we'll – maybe I'll try to get some more shooting.
But isn't – I feel like it's a problem if, like, he couldn't see that, if he needed to like
– Oh, yeah, he's bad. He's a bad GM.
Right. Like, that's what – this is just really proving how bad of a GM of a basketball mind he is. Like, he has no basketball mind. Like, he just – like, people – wanted Fultz really badly, and he was like, okay, I'll go get you Fultz. Like, it's like he's spoiling his, like, young child rather than doing what he thinks is best for them because he doesn't even know what's best for them because he watched the episode of Sweet 16 one time. It's so fucking dumb.
Him telling
right, that's how you end up giving up that pick, like, to move up. And the year before, he just had number one. Like, he was Simmons? We like everybody likes Simmons? Yeah, we're going to take Simmons.
Yeah, he's a classic born on third base and thinks he hit a triple guy.
The funniest one out of all these to me was when he told that one writer, like, he wanted him to, like, he was like, it's a shame you're married because it would be great if you fucked my daughter. Like, what?
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Did you see that wrong? Oh, man.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's so preposterous. And, like, so many of the – and so if the more you look at it, it definitely seems that some of the tweets were written by his wife. Like, there is some of it that is – they have, like – It just like the climbing the ladder to slap Embiid, like and the phone numbers, the 911 number goes back to his wife. But I think
that was him thinking he was like Sleuth, like right. Covering its tracks. Like I won't use my number; they'll never.
It's Peyton Manning. I'm sorry for interrupting. It's Peyton Manning using his wife's name to order HGH to his house?
Right.
But I mean the stuff he was saying, I don't know. It's just beyond the pale. The stuff that he, I mean. I'm sorry, but so he thought that – so it's obviously his wife is in play with all of this, like her saying that she wants to climb the ladder, her talking about everyone being shirtless all the time. Like either he's just like super into shirtless dudes or it's like his older wife like making fun of him.
Well, you showed me a comment before where he was like saying he was a gay man.
This one is absolutely insane. Tyler, did you see that one where he's talking about
– No.
I'll read you the comment.
Please.
So he was tweeting on these like fan-sided forums under a name Jacob Rubin. Jacob and Rubin are two biblical features, and even something that links everything back through the common thread is like this biblical stuff. Like the Colangelo family is like
healthy.
Super religious. There was even one time someone said like Hinkie died for our sins, and one of the Colangelo burners said back like, "No, not my sins. Jesus died for my sins.
My sins are alive and well, buddy."
Exactly. That, certainly not Hinkie, but this Jacob Rubin account. Messages it wrote is, here is my somehow gay, parentheses, as I am, close parentheses, question. So as calling themselves gay for whatever reason, do you hate Colangelo because he's so damn attractive and obviously you aren't and therefore you can relate to Sam? Otherwise, I don't get how rational you are. So they're saying, this might be gay, but don't worry, I'm gay, so I can make this comment. Like, do you, what, do you just hate him because he's pretty?
You hate those big fancy boy collars? Is that what it is?
It is beautiful that the whole empire just crumbled down simply because of these super-duper big collars.
He just couldn't help him. He's like, Brian, come to bed. No, I like that collar. I'm going to let them know it's a good collar.
And that's another reason people are thinking that some of those were the wife, because they're saying that maybe she got him the collars. She's like,
no, that's just classic sexism. Of course, she bought the clothes. Typical
man
Philly.
Yeah, man can't shop for himself.
Man can't buy some oversized fucking picket fence collars on his own. He just folded up a newspaper. That is a massive collar. It's a broadsheet.
He goes into the dry.
Like a strong wind. Yeah. Takes him play.
He goes into the dry cleaner. He's like, extra starch. I need these things to cut my ears if I turn my head too quickly.
Those are stiff collars. Those are fucking.
Thank you.
Those are no joke. They're long. They're pterodactyl wing collars.
What probably sucks for Philly fans too is he definitely thought, like, since the Sixers won more games this year, like, oh, this is all me. Why these people should be praising me.
But, I mean,
I'm looking right now at his draft history, like, outside of the number one picks. It's not great. And I know it's still very young, but at 26 and 28, the Ben Simmons draft, he took Furkan Korkmaz and who else?
Timothy Lualua Kabarro.
Yep.
Wow.
Those are the two picks.
Wow. Patrick McCaw and Deontay Murray were both on the board.
Yep. Right after Korkmaz was Pascal Siakam. Scal Abissier was there. DeJounte Murray was the next pick. Malcolm Brogdon went after that. Patrick McCaw went after that. So he took two swings of the misses. And now he has five burners.
People were really, to his defense, people were very high on TLC, like league-wide before that draft.
Again, I'm fine with that, but you wrote both of those.
Correct. Both were wrong. Picks. That's the problem.
Yeah. And, I mean, and last year he gave up a draft pick, which is going to wind up being that Kings pick, which will be a top 10 pick, to take the wrong player. And then with our 26 pick or whatever, like our late 20s pick, he took some dude named Antes Pasechnik, who's like a 7'3 Euro dude who averaged this past year like 4 points and like a rebound and a half or some shit like that. My guy's 7'3", and he whiffed on, I mean, there was talent. Like he whiffed on a Jordan Bell. Like you want to take a big player who can be impactful this season?
Shemi Ojeleye.
Like he whiffed on that.
2 picks later.
It's not a good pick, and it's like, I mean, I really...
But you guys got Jonah Bolden, at least.
Yeah, Jonah Bolden's going to be a stud, but it's like he had 6 picks in, like, the fucking second round. It's like you have to get... consensus has to get one right.
Right.
The real GM forums had to nail one of the picks for him.
He got 2 Exec of the Year awards, I think.
Because he fucking voted for himself.
He acted all the ballots.
He stacked all the ballots. All the other GMs in the NBA are just ghost accounts for fucking Colangelo.
Didn't they put him in charge at the Okafor draft, too? I know Sixers fans love to tell me that Okafor wasn't a hinky pick. It wasn't a process pick, that it was taken out of his hands at that point.
He does. I mean, there are, if you look at the posts, it's so mercurial, but some of the posts that he was making do defend Okafor.
See,
I think that was Jerry Colangelo. Jerry was already in for Okafor.
Okay, that's what it was.
I think that's when they brought in Brian.
Right, all right. So it's who do you think fucking Jerry was probably asking, though?
Where do you think he got it from? Old man probably got 10 account.
No, people really do think that some of these are the eldest Colangelo. People think it's Jerry. So, like,
how old is he?
77, 78. Yeah,
he's getting these tweets off talking about collars.
it's so
handsome
insane.
His son is.
He would even go on like lists on these websites of like all the things that he did in Toronto. Like this one from his other burner account, Al Vick on fan-sided. Yeah. He says he left Toronto with Brignani's trade talk with the Knicks already started, stopped only by Brignani getting an elbow injury. So he's like... deferring any kind of criticism about the Brignani pick, saying that, oh, I was the one who was really trading him. The All-Star game going to Toronto, that's like his number two accomplishment that he says about himself. He said, funds for practice facility already granted, and then underpaid DeMar, underpaid Lowry. So he and Casey and Jonas, are like or Jonas. It's just a he just beats the drum for himself, and then after
for
that,
for non drum worthy beatings,
right? It's like, what are we? And he says, such a bad GM. Like the CEO came in and asked him to be a yes man, but he resigned to push out his protege Masai. But you're right. He's so different from him. Like what he thought was he's Steve Kerr replacing Mark Jackson.
Right.
And he's not. He's a bag of trash.
Mark Jackson.
He's my
Mark Jackson was the one. Like he was turning players against each other, talking shit about coaches. He's actually just Mark Jackson.
He really might be.
To trash Embiid and Fultz and Simmons is just as dumb as it gets.
Two of those guys you pick.
Right.
Went out of your way to get.
Right.
It's, I mean, it's really, and I just the way that he has messed with Fultz's psyche is one of the most messed up things. When Fultz said, like, you really can't trust anybody out here, like, you, and then he said, stop whining, kid, and strap on a pair. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and get tough. Right as he's saying he can't trust anybody, you're telling him he's an idiot while doing something completely untrustworthy. Like, you
toxic masculinity also. It's a bad combo.
That might have been, that read like Dockage. That might have been it. Like, yeah, you think this is tough.
Strap on a hard hat, Jack.
Yeah, try standing on top of a ladder on a hot summer day and trusting the man at the bottom. That's trust.
You ever hung a door, huh?
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know where we turn next, but it's almost a big problem that they haven't fired him already.
Like, right.
That he's not gone.
How do you bring, there's no way you can bring him back.
What is the investigation? Like, if it – I really think it will be a – Joe Pa statue getting ripped down, level riot in Philadelphia if he's, like, around. After a while, it will – I think it will actually get physical.
What if they bring back Hinkie?
That's the goal. That's really what needs
like,
to happen.
That'd be ideal, right?
I've seen the –
Does he come back, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he still wants the GM job. He's, like, working with the Broncos right now. He's like, I'll do anything involved with sports.
No, I get that. But, like, of all the teams to come back to, I get – like, part of him probably wants to see it out. But another part of him probably
says,
leaked this
you.
Information and probably wants to see them burn from the insides.
There is a contingent that thinks that I mean, they said that it was someone in artificial intelligence who brought this forward.
Yep. And then later in the same piece, it's like, you know, who happens to also work in that field?
He either, like, said it to one of his friends. Do you guys buy any of it that Hinkie leaked it?
It would be great, another great layer to the story.
It'd be tremendous.
It'd be so good.
I don't think so,
but I imagine he was like, I mean, if you guys want me to run the IPs, I can do it.
I got some time. I can free some schedule.
Yeah, if you need a helping hand, say when.
He just seems like maybe because we have, like, deified him. Like, he does seem like a Jesus-type figure, though, who has, like, he wouldn't
die for
do
your
that.
Sins.
Yeah, he wouldn't, like, dime someone out. He wouldn't do something
cloaked. I don't know. If he's truly about the process and he sees this guy dicking around with it, this seems like another great – this adds to his legend.
It can only go down, though. Hinkie?
I feel like it can only – yeah, like, if he comes back, like, they're going to have to win, like, several championships. They might anyway. But if not, it's like, oh, you come back, we're just going to yell at you some more. You didn't
right.
fix Colangelo's problems. Yeah, he might just want to stay where he's at, hacking.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think I do think there's something to lose. But I do think if he dimed out Colangelo just to get him fired, that adds to his legend, even if he doesn't come back.
But and he proves it.
I feel like being in the whirlwind of – maybe it's because I'm in at the eye of the storm of Sixers Twitter, but it does seem like people would really accept Hinkie back. Like, people really are clamoring for him back. Like, I think that it's not like he would – I don't think – I mean, so maybe the old guard of fans would still be yelling at him. But for the most part, like, I think that people kind of understand that he is – like, he has put us in a good position. Like, we've seen the end of it. Like, we've seen it through from us being a shitty team. Like, you can't really argue with his process.
Right. Although I would like to
– show up draft night and get, like, a pick back. Like, not the Kings pick back, but he just get a pick back. And they're this is what Hinkie does and Colangelo doesn't do.
The Kings trade he made to get those picks is one of the all-time fleecings.
The Orlando trade he made to get one of those picks is an all-time fleecing.
Right, but the Orlando trade was just, like, a trade most people make. The one he made with the Kings was, like, he was getting the best player in the deal. And, yeah, he was getting Stauskas. And then
Landry.
Yeah, and then
Jason Thompson.
And to what he was just doing, a salary dump, right?
It was a salary dump so they could sign Rondo.
Oh, that's right.
For a 1 year.
And he got two picks out of that, right?
He got multiple picks and gave up two euro stashes. Arturo Gaudatis and, like, I don't even know. Like,
if he gave up Arturo.
Sorry.
Yeah, if he gave up Arturo, I'd never
mind.
Not Gaudatis.
Was it even? I thought it was someone else, and they ended up having to get Rondo after the fact. Like, I thought it was someone, like, even stupider.
Like Rudy Gay or something like that?
No, it was. This is going to drive
me. Was it LaMarcus?
No, it was someone who was.
I'm going to look it up, yeah.
Yeah, it was someone who was a free agent that year, and then they had to, like, they did obviously didn't get him, and they had to, like, sign Rondo after the fact.
It was two pick swaps that we had with the Kings and a first rounder.
And the one we now have.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it was.
So the pick swaps were really, and I think the swap is what wound up getting us Simmons. Am I making that up?
I think so. I think you guys just got that on your own.
I thought we got one of the swaps conveyed to something good. Something
probably.
Something came of one of the swaps.
Would that have been three last year?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
3-1. Yeah. See, I don't. The Saric, Elfrid, I think I'd still put that over the Kings pay. Like, it feels like the Tatum trade. We got the better player. We moved down and also got another first round pick. Like, we won this all around.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. But
did they feel like bad about the Bynum trade? Like, why did the Magic do that? They're just like, yeah, we won't think about our pick next year. Like, they just didn't.
It was like, we need some Elfrid Payton. Like, we need him, and we need him now. The Sarge was not coming over. Like, Sarge waited, what, 2 years?
Two years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Orlando was like, no, we need Elfrid.
But Hinkie, the genius of it is that Hinkie made that pick with Michael Carter-Williams still on the team, so it was a bluff. But he also knew that he didn't like Michael Carter-Williams, so was willing to make that trade at some point down the line, but also would have hung on to Elfrid Payton if he wanted to play hardball against. I mean, it was a wild. I don't even think the Magic wanted Elfrid Payton until they saw the Sixers had him. It was like a child playing with a ball, and it's just like, oh, I want that now.
Yeah, that boy
has
a balloon.
Give me that.
Yeah. So is Hinkie's your number one?
Hinkie's the number one, and honestly, I like the Griffin LeBron connection, but I want your guy from the Celtics.
Yeah, Zarin.
I want Zarin badly.
That would upset me greatly.
Oh wow, a snub right to my face, wrong bet.
Yeah, you don't want Tyler up in there?
I'm sorry, Tyler. You're in the top five. Can I round out my top five? And can I also say in no order?
Okay. All right, Eric. Thank you. I'm looking at that trade ended up being Dario Saric, Willie Hernan Gomez, and De'Aaron Fox for Elfrid Payton.
Whoo! The Hernan Gomez is a sneaky addition to that.
Yeah.
That's three pieces that might all be better than Elfrid Payton.
Might.
Who was just traded for a second rounder.
I don't think there's any might about it.
Goodness gracious.
Although he did just cut his hair, so let's see how he plays with his haircut.
Fair.
Why do you think he cut his hair? You think he's worried about Lonnie Walker coming into the league?
It could be. Like, people aren't going to know who's
the dumbest Mine's hair.
On his corner.
Yeah. But also, I think he's just like, I can't have this hair and suck. Like, if you have that hair, you have to be nice.
You just got a crew cut.
I'm going to a free agent meeting with this. Like, I'm going to be meeting with an 85-year-old old man. I'm trying to convince him to give me $10 million.
Just got the Caesar.
He's like, my white person voice isn't going to overcome what my presentation.
Yeah, my jumper.
But as a Celtics Twitter was given Sixers Twitter, like, damage just all season already, calling you guys InfoWars. And then when stuff like this happens, it's like, I think we just posted this into existence.
But, I mean, the level of sleuthing that's gone on by Sixers Twitter has been some Scotland Yard shit. Like, people have gotten to the bottom of... But, I mean, once a little bit of information came out, there are rogue actors who are tantamount to
crisis
when...
Crisis actors.
Yeah, like, but when Big Cat and Dave were manhunting, like, they're on the same kind of shit. Like, going through... like old message board posts from years ago, looking at like similarities and like word choicing and like stylized writing. Like,
yeah, that part's crazy.
The people are really getting very Zodiac Killer about all this.
Where were these people when Meek Mill needed help? Because he could have used some Google image help. That Pusha T had plenty of.
It would have been that simple. Yeah. It would have been just like, can we just find the blackface picture and just like put that out for everybody?
Wait, can I ask Ron a battle rap question?
Please, no, please.
Absolutely not.
Oh, never mind. Now, are there like, there's no rules in battle rap, yeah?
For the most part.
Okay, so what, like, what's for the most part?
Like, well, the gentleman agreement of everything is that, like, I mean, there's no rules because, like, you can always get punched in the face because you're face to face. So it's like always like if you cross the line, like the dude is right there. Right. It's not like he's recording this shit in another city in another like country or whatever. Like he's right across from you. So like, I mean, like say whatever you feel. Like if you feel like you can say that and like get away with it, then I mean you've gotten away with it. But there's been times when people have gotten punched.
Are there metal detectors at these?
Some of them. I mean, some of them have been like.
Right, the fans, not the talent.
Right.
I would want it for both, honestly.
I went to Enes against Arsenal in Philly, and it was a fleet of dudes with guns that, Coley, look like your fucking golf umbrella over there, bro. These were fucking long, bro. These were massive. And I just, like, I kind of, like...
Yeah, they got the dicks out.
They were dragging dicks. They were dragging dicks. I like even tried to walk past these. Like I didn't know if I was getting patted down.
Excuse me, fellas.
And I got yoked up. They fucking yanked me back. My head was like fucking 2 feet over, like Bart Simpson getting choked by his dad. And yeah, they patted me down. So there are.
They're like, yeah, we watch the news, pal. You're the biggest threat in here.
Moi? But there are metal detectors. There are very assiduous pat downs.
I remember you blogged something. Last year, it was like a British battle rap where a white dude just started dropping N-bombs all over the place, and he was taken care of promptly. That feels like a pretty obvious line.
Just like right there, like someone will, not only can you, like someone in the crowd can come punch you too. Like you're among people, like you can't just go off the handle.
Yeah, you guys don't have mics. Everyone's pretty huddled around.
it's a fight. I mean, it is really just like set up. It's supposed to look like a fight. Like,
yeah,
it's supposed to look like a schoolyard.
Yeah, locker boxing pretty much.
Why do you ask about the rules?
Just Drake Pusher stuff. Just
the
rules.
Pretty much the 40, right? The 40. Yeah.
Well, I mean, all like the baby mom now. She's catching more. That's just where this is going. She's catching a lot of stuff about who she used to be with or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I was just chilling.
It's crazy because
the 40 stuff and yeah.
Drake is in the battle rap world though. Like he's been to these events and he like very closely follows like a lot of these battle rap people. And he's been at events like he's in the background when people say like some fucked up stuff like this dude Disaster battled against DNA and the dude Disaster spent the whole time like calling DNA's mom like retarded pretty much. Like he was just like. Like and at the time, it like he made it look like it was true. So it was like not only just like a crazy personal, but it was like he framed it and like the same way that Pusha, like who knows it with like the paternity of the child, but like he framed it to make it look like it was true. So Drake knows that this shit goes on, but I guess he just wanted to play by the rules of like we'll talk about each other's careers.
He also probably thought like Meeks came from that like battle freestyle game. I already beat him, so I know what I'm doing, which he clearly does not. He's releasing statements.
Statement is bad, man. Dude,
note statements too, buddy.
That's so bad.
He also didn't bring it to Twitter intentionally. He knew, like, I'll just put this on the gram. Like, this might slide on. But no, we're screenshotting that, and we're going to talk about it where people talk about things.
And also, the explanation itself sucks. It fucking sucks. It's a terrible explanation.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my friend from the Sudan did it.
him over there. See, look at it.
Well, I also tweeted at our pal Big Biz, I was like, let me pull it up so I can say it verbatim. I was like, nope, hold on. Where the fuck did this go? Oh, Drake forgot to add, I completely abandoned this fight once I became super famous, though. The rest of y'all can fend for yourselves. LOL, I'm rich as hell now. Fuck all that.
Like,
if he was really about the fucking, that fight that he wanted to take on, why'd he just drop it the second he got famous?
Well, also, who didn't know what he was trying to protest? What is black, like, what is blackface going to do about that? What?
Right, like, we're just going to, like, oh, I see now. Now that Drake has put it in.
Oh,
now that Drake and his Sudanese friend are here, so now I understand.
Yeah, you talk about people who are just chilling. That guy.
So, whoa!
He gave his full name.
Right.
What a dick.
Putting him in a text, he's like, he got you too, bro.
I'll see you at Kroger later.
Yeah, Drake points the finger when he gets, you apply the pressure and he is singing.
Yeah, he's leaking shit about, no, I've been paying for that child, which is a stupid thing to leak too, because that just admits that it is your child.
Right, what the fuck? I mean, I guess the cat's out of the bag with the child now. I guess they could.
He super is now. Yeah, if he just not, like, we were telling YP, like, the best thing for him to do now is just not do anything and just release the album in, like, 2 weeks. Like, don't even respond. Because
then it just has to be a great album.
Yeah, correct. Well, he's incapable of doing that. So it has to be an okay album.
If he just like put out a okay diss track, people would like his stans were out there anyway. Like people were fucking going crazy for him. They would fucking gas it up no matter what, and he could have just coasted from like and been between like having a really good summer or like a great summer depending on how good his album did. But like he's fucking himself up right now.
Yeah, it's not looking good. What would you do if he hit you up? Like, I need you to...
Bro, I almost thought about just sending him some stuff off the fucking... Just, like, push a T. Fucking... just if I just slid a couple in there, like, use them. But I also feel like he has to be pretty paranoid about me being right after the fact. Like, yeah, I sent you that. I actually wrote that, Drake.
It would be absolutely incredible if like 3 weeks from now, Pusha T is just holding up a picture of you. Like, this fucking guy is the one who wrote it. Just you, like,
smile. This man 4 years ago. This is a long con by Roan and also Pusha Tarrant.
He's going to, the kid rumors are going to resurface about me.
Yeah.
My Kroger pass is going to come into the play.
Yeah, Drake's white half produced you.
Oh, fuck. I finally.
Biracial, just, wow.
What do you guys think of the 40 stuff? Beyond the Pale?
No, I think once, I was saying it yesterday, I think it would have been interesting to see what Pusha would have done this round if Drake didn't bring it to, like, Kanye and the fiance. Like, if he had just only attacked Pusha, I wonder what Pusha would have said in response. Because, in Pusha's mind, he can say, like, oh, once he talked about my wife, like, that was a wrap.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say whatever about anyone.
I didn't even think the wife stuff hit like that.
No, it didn't, but he said her name.
Yeah. Like, the Kanye stuff hit way harder.
Yeah, that's pretty much who the diss was for. I didn't like the 40 stuff, but, again, I get it. He said his fiance's name. There are no limits.
Yeah, I also didn't think that Pusha did a great job of putting together that verse. Like, he had the information in there, was strong, like, you cannot deny, like, the pearls of wisdom that came out of there, but, like, hell of a dad issue, like, what, like, that's not, like, a bar, like, that's not, like...
No.
That's a throwaway jab.
At a lot of the points in it, he just stops rapping and says things.
Right.
He's like, you do not take care of your son.
Which is a very battle rap thing. This guy Calico would say, like, if it's real, like, it doesn't have to rhyme.
Right.
He's like, I punch people in the mouth. I shoot people. Like, he just did a rhyme for, like, 15 seconds.
Just listen off facts.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. That's where I don't think it needs... Like, Ether wasn't, like, the best rap song of all time, but, like, he was just saying very hurtful things that weren't even particularly true, and that's why people were like, oh, shit, like, we're running with this. So I don't even know if it needs to be...
Part of Ether doesn't even make sense. Like
Rockefeller
shit? Good bit of Ether doesn't...
No, like, just the syntax of it, like, Godson, you know you...
It just sounds really good.
He's just trying to, like, weave stuff in and out, but, like, if you follow either of the threads, like, they don't really make a sentence, but it sounds damn good.
Yeah, that's...
It's just, like, mean shit.
And he took a good instrumental that, as Tyler keeps pointing out, Jay-Z, like, that's not even his song anymore.
No. Oh, fuck. It really isn't. I didn't even put it together.
Yeah. Ron's like, man, oh, man. Kanye's cooking up something new.
do you guys think Drake is he tuckered out? Like, does he have a volley? Or do you think that, I mean, I it almost seems like Drake just like wasn't by a studio, and he's like, oh fuck, like I was very very prepared, and I was already in the studio when the other shit was happening, and like he probably had plans. Like,
here I am in Antarctica. What like, was? Who could have foreseen this?
I'm go karting in the fucking.
I'll be here for 6 days, 5 nights. Yeah. What can I do?
My trip to the moon. My trip to the moon couldn't have come at a worse time.
I've had this trip planned.
Me and Elon, this is non-refundable. I put my deposit down. What's a man to do?
I mean, he has to have a volley back, though. He needs it so badly.
Well, he's in album mode, so, and he's been pushed. He's been pushed and then, like, picked up and then, like, spiked through the Earth's crust.
Yeah, we debunked some myths. Because since he didn't respond to everything, you have to think that he wrote out that response to the blackface thing because that's something that's not in his track. He couldn't find a way to fit that in the track.
Got you.
I don't know. You put that out after the track, then.
One time in a battle rap, I knew that a guy was he was getting bars written for him by other people, but I even had evidence of it. Like someone he set someone up and they were texting back and forth, agreeing on pretty much pricing. Like it was all right there. But I had all that information.
Yeah.
But like, how am I going to rap that? You know what I mean? So I had to direct people to that information. So it's like,
go to www.
I posted it on my Instagram. I was like, at the end of the one round, I was like, if you want to see what it's all about, go to the Instagram, blah, 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 right now. Like something like that. But it's like almost some information, like he couldn't be like, my boy from the Sudan had like.
I don't think
you
ever needed to bring up the Sudan guy, to be honest.
He just likes to point fingers.
He does.
Yeah.
He does have some very pointy fingers.
So, yeah, I don't know why. Like, I if you want to put out a note for that explanation, I get it. But even you said you did that after your round.
Right.
So he has to put out his song if he's going to, like, people will be like, oh, why didn't you talk about blackface? Like, well, it wouldn't have been good on a song, so here you go. But you heard me say these other
before
things.
Before you even ask, yeah. Here's why I did this.
It is weird. It's like a disclaimer. Just
yeah. Now I know everyone's enjoying the circus. It was also a tough way to start that.
Also, if he doesn't,
like, yeah,
have,
we are.
Yeah, obviously, like don't act, like patronize us like for being like fans of the fucking shit that you made like a huge part of your career off of. Like, oh well, now that you've sunk to this level of back and forths between men,
this yellow belly journalism.
Indulge you muckrakers.
You guys are going to eat the trash. I should clear up a few things.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be shocked if he doesn't at least have something.
Yeah. But, like, my thing is, since he spent the first one so attacking Kanye, even though Push has been lobbing bombs at him for, like, a decade now, the fact that he spent the first one attacking Kanye so much, I don't know if he has anything.
Yeah, no, that's actually the worry, that he doesn't have enough, he doesn't have... an equal and opposite reaction to, like, he doesn't have that information on Pusha, and it might not exist.
Right, Pusha's openly said, like, all my skeletons have been just hanging on the clothesline outside my home. Like, I've admitted to everything over all the years. Like, what do
you
want? You
say?
And also, I have a lot more on you, so you don't really want to play this one.
Right, yeah. Like, Push, like, sold, like, bad drugs? Like, robbed a drug dealer? Or, like, he, like, cheated someone?
That
like,
would be a good thing.
That's what I mean. Like, these are all rappable things. Like, these are boasts.
Yeah. It's like, you never paid back your connect. It's like, that's right. Now he's dead.
You ran off on your plug, you rapscallion.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Hey, fellas, I unfortunately have to hit this dusty trail, but it is always a goddamn pleasure to rock with. Wait a second, but didn't you say that your guy from the Celtics might from time to time have an ear towards the mixtape?
Oh yeah.
Listen, buddy.
Hit my line.
That's why he knows he can't leave.
We'll love you in
you
Philadelphia.
You want to talk muckrakers? I'll be mucking rakes.
No,
right.
You come to Philadelphia. We'll take good care of you, my guy. I promise you this. I promise you, we will love you like we loved Hinky. Bring that good brain down to Philly.
It's better the devil you know than the one you don't.
That's the fucking truth. All right, gang.
I'll see you in a little bit, Adam.
Thanks, buddy.
So yeah, that was Adam Ferrone on the two things he knows most in this world. Battle rap and the 76ers. And he also managed to fit Joe Paterno in there somehow. That was wild.
And, yeah, I was waiting for some Kobe Bryant praise. But, yeah, it's really fun. You can't shoot 100 all the time.
Yeah, okay. You know who would be a great GM? Bring him back home?
Man, oh man, I'd really hate to be offered that Philly GM job.
Duh. That would
I already know how I'd clean it up. Oh, wow. Unreal.
What would be your first move?
Let me see. What pick in the draft are they? I think I'm...
It's like 10 or 9.
I think I'd probably wait until the draft, honestly. Like, they could... If they wanted to move up, like, if they thought they were a piece away, I don't think they should, but they could. I'd honestly probably be trying to get my pick back that I just lost.
The Kings pick?
Yeah, or a pick back. Like, I need a future asset, because I think at 9 or 10, there's going to be a lot of talent there. So if you want to go back to 14 or 15, or 12 and 13, those Clippers picks
right,
or something.
Right, right. And I know they've talked about moving up, but I think that would truly have to be, like, in that moment. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It'd have to be our guy is there. Would you do this?
Right. And, yeah, that'd
be... Outside that, yeah, I'd trade Joel Embiid, and we'd go from there.
Oh, boy. For Wiggins. Like, this is the team I
straight
always...
Straight up, yes. The money matches.
It's sadly. So, yeah, this is a special bonus Friday. Yeah, Friday mixtape edition. Congrats to the Warriors for being up 1-0.
Or my Cavs for pulling through. I want to pick the Cavs so bad. I don't know.
Why?
I think I'm just bored. Like, we all know this is going to end. 4 and 5 is so boring. I'm like, I don't know, man.
All playoffs.
If
you had...
I score 70, if he can get 15 boards, if Tristan Thompson can hit a couple corner threes, I think they've got a chance.
Nance is already shown the step back three. The Warriors have no prep for that.
That's what I'm saying. He's probably like a 50% career three-point shooter on like 2 attempts. So he missed this one. He's going to make the next.
Yeah, he's due.
Man, yeah, I think it'd just be a lot funnier if like a year ago it's like this team is unstoppable. How does anyone ever beat them? And now it's like, yeah, Andre Iguodala got hurt and they fell apart. What the hell? Like all these dynasties, I feel like they end much sooner than anyone imagined.
For sure. That's why earlier these playoffs I was talking about, like, next year. Like, I think I openly asked, like, how many more years do the Warriors have where they're, like, the clear favorite?
Yeah, I think I said this year and next year. And I'll stand with that, but...
Right.
Yeah, again, Andre Iguodala being hurt shouldn't affect you that much.
They're 2-0 without him.
Yeah, but they played against no Chris Paul.
They didn't have Chris Paul either.
Maybe they should have.
You want to find a way for me to hate these Warriors, finally. There you go.
I'm just saying, like, that fifth guy, Cleveland just doesn't have to guard him at all. And I think they're going to have to do that.
You don't have to cover most of the guys on Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about that. They're just going to find Steph every single time. Like, that's how they win. LeBron finds Steph every single time, slow down the game. On offense, I don't know how else it works. Your guys hit corner threes. He just does. He makes every single decision.
Gunplay? Gunplay could work.
I thought you were talking about the rapper. I was like, no, not here. That guy's getting tossed around.
You mouse in the house. Weird.
Yeah, buddy, you talking about barbecue chicken.
As long as Coach Perk keeps running that defense, I give him as good of a shot as I can, which is exactly one game.
That's fair. I don't think they're going to win game two there. And, like, LeBron does his game one scope out. Like, he hasn't won a game one in the finals since Dallas. Like, you can't do that here. Like, yep, we lost by 30, but I think I figured him out. They lose by 18 the next game.
That's one of those stats where every time I hear it, it just sounds wrong. Like, no, he had to have squeaked one out.
It's incredible. It was the Dallas one is the only one where he won the first game.
Yeah, because
I'll never win another game one in the finals.
He should have went down 0-2 to the Thunder when Durant got, like, raked across both arms, also the face and the knee on that last shot, and they just didn't call it for some reason.
Yeah. Yep, because the Thunder stole game one.
Yep.
And so, yeah, if LeBron's going to come out there and do that, then, yeah. If they lose tonight, they're going to lose the series. If they win tonight, I think they'll win the series.
It's a must-win for the Cavs.
That's my take. And also for the Warriors. Also for the
Warriors. So, fuck it. Let's just get Silver on the horn. This is the only game. Imagine if before the game he walked out to half court and he was just like, by the way, we're not playing the rest of the series. This is it.
Yeah, no, this is for all the marbles. And you see LeBron just perk up and start licking his lip.
It's like, you couldn't have made this game too, Adam? What are you, what's going on here, pal?
Wait, what's the beef?
This is my scope out.
Yeah.
Steph goes off for like 70. He's like, oh, I don't even have to worry about conserving energy. All right, cool.
I think I could go the other way. I feel like Draymond would be like, I got it, guys. It's all on me. He's shooting 12% from three against the Rockets.
For the whole series?
Yeah, he shot 12%. In the playoffs, he's shooting 28% from three. Like, again, if you just have to dare him and that fifth to shoot, I think Iguodala can do, like, enough, like, good things even if he can't shoot. But, like, Livingston can't shoot, Bell, Looney, Swaggy can shoot, but like, he's a defensive liability. And
not,
I don't know
not
how
since Dennis Rodman talked to him.
I don't know. Is Iguodala's out, right? I saw Love is playing, but I think Iguodala's out game one.
Yeah, out game one. I don't know for the whole series. I know game one he's out.
Okay, yeah. Then the Cavs have to win game one. And not that he's just like, oh, Iguodala's back. Here comes the sweep. But
is Love starting?
Huh?
Is Love starting?
I don't know if I would.
Well, no, I just don't know if you saw he was playing. I just didn't know if you saw that he was starting.
I don't even know if that's been announced yet. He passed concussion protocol.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that.
So I don't think they might. It might still be a game time thing. Like if he warms up, yeah.
Lights are a little too bright. He's like, yeah, this is giving me a headache. I don't. I'll try game two.
Yeah, the Warriors are just like, turn on the high beams, guys.
They're just playing songs with heavy bass for an hour.
It's really fucked up, but the game is the game. Like,
oh, yeah.
They just start showing a lot of, like, the flashing lights that give people seizures.
Durant somehow prone to that. No one knew. It's like, oh, no.
Falls out. Steph's like, no, this is what activates my ankle.
But, yeah, Chris Middleton interview is out now if you haven't already listened to that. Videos up on the site as well. And, we'll be back on Tuesday with some NBA Finals takes. What?
Colangelo, I want to say Nerland is officially off the hook.
For Philly.
And also, like, we just went through Dallas's player development, too.
All right. So now it's on him.
I agree. Unless he goes to another bad franchise. And if he does, I'll be ready to run through their history, too.
Tyler's like, I've got nothing but time over here.
Yeah, the Suns, let's talk about it. Since Barkley, buddy, look at their second round pick.
Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo. Car Care is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button, please, and thank you.
Please, please, please.
Everyone have an enjoyable weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Or don't. Do what you want, guys. See ya.
A nice uplifting pep talk for the folks at home.
I like to give them options.
Yeah, that's
it's
fair.
It's a fire suit, fella. I couldn't see you at first.
Oh, yeah.
And then the camera switched. Good-looking suit there.
Appreciate it. It was a little rainy today. I didn't think I was going to be able to break this out again until the autumn, but... today was the day.
Man, oh man, when somebody opens or shuts the door, God opens the window, am I right?
No, Colangelo opens the window.
And also shuts the door, am I right?
And nails it shut with several large planks of wood.
Oh boy.
How was physical therapy today?
It was pretty good.
There you go.
It was damn good. Lady came in with a big bag of candy, man. Hey. Hey, so many Milky Ways.
How does this help my back? Oh, it's going to make it substantially worse, but you're happy now.
Yeah, I'm opening up number 8. Like, huh? What'd you say?
Well, they were like the fun size ones?
Oh, yeah. They taste better than the regular size ones.
For Milky Way, I agree.
I think Snickers do, too. Somebody told me I hadn't thought about it. They said it's the corners. Like, it's a little extra chocolate in every corner, which is the whole bite.
Right.
I was like, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, I know you're not a peanut butter and chocolate guy, but when Reese's has, like, the pumpkin-shaped ones or the Christmas tree-shaped ones, the ratio's just different than a traditional cup. That's why they actually do taste differently. So it's the same thing with the fun-size ones.
Yeah, I love it. Like, I'd just much rather, I don't know how many fun size ones equal one, like at 15, 20, but I'd be willing to do the research.
Yeah, I'll be out in the field testing. Yeah, the Snickers ones, like, I enjoy them, but like a full bar, I don't know. It's feels like the perfect size to me, whereas the, like we're saying, the fun size ones, I'll run through 20 and then wonder why my stomach hurts.
Yeah, I think they should just start making the, you open up the full one and it's just like four mini size ones. Like they do like the Kit Kats.
Right.
They just break it into ones, make it thicker.
Well, I know a while ago they sold like fun size ones that were already unwrapped too in just like one big resealable bag. And that was dangerous.
Oh boy. I'd just melt them all together and then wait till they freeze all together and then just eat them as one big bar.
The only reason I don't eat the whole bag is because you have to unwrap everyone individually. That's kind of the...
Oh, yeah. The government is probably like, guys, like, you're going to have to make them do a little work.
Yeah. Like, I'll let them burn that, like, 2 calories to open the package.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we doing all this shit by genetic engineering, man. How about we engineer some fucking crawfish that I don't have to work for? How about that?
Yeah, I mean... Write your senator.
I will.
Again.
Yeah. She just hasn't been taking my call, so I will tie another meeting.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else is... You don't like Three Musketeers, do you?
Not like Three Musketeers. I like those.
That's wild. I feel like it's kind of like an old man candy these days.
I am an old man.
True. The use, I know KFC was, we were talking about him the other day, he like almost threw up just talking about him. I was like, well, you're just wrong.
Yeah, I can see how people don't like them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just like, it's just all nougat. I was like, okay, I like it, but I see how others wouldn't. But no, it's not a horrible candy.
Yeah, it's not also like, not like, it's also not like my go-to.
Yeah, no, if they're there, what's your go-to?
Of like the chocolate bar kind, it's probably... Snickers would be probably my number one.
I think I might go Milky Way, the dark chocolate Milky Way. Ooh. Those are a damn good touch.
Yeah, no, I remember liking Milky Way a lot more as a kid because I wasn't in on peanuts yet, like whole nuts. Yeah. So I feel like Snickers are almost the adult version of Milky Ways, but you definitely cannot go wrong with either of them.
Now, see, I like peanuts. I just like my peanuts separate. I don't like peanuts in M&M's, but I like peanuts and M&M's. I just really eat my peanuts separate.
That's
and also Milky Way.
Because I do like, I definitely have gravitated more towards peanut, but I know, like, Dave thinks you should only eat peanut M&M's. That's just incorrect.
Yeah, no, that's, no.
Because plain M&M's, especially, like, if you get the Christmas bag where they're only red and green, those are a delight.
Fire. Yeah, that's still not a bad just take as Kev's. Like that's one of the worst I've ever heard.
It just it's one of those things like you always say, like, I want to see the vision. Like I would love to understand where he's coming from, but I don't think he knows where he's coming from.
He doesn't. I had a bad experience or something. And that's fine too, but more Skittles for me.
Yeah, the idea that like if you don't want to put them in your hand at the same time and shove them in your mouth, I can definitely understand that. But to say you have to be one team or the other.
I think, yeah, Brendan pulled a trick on him or something when they were younger. Told him there was something. They were chocolate-covered ants or something. He's like, I don't eat round candy.
Well, it's like that one meme that goes viral every once in a while where someone takes, like, a big bag of M&M's, a big bag of Skittles, and a big bag of, like, Reese's Pieces and pours them all into one bowl and just sets them out. Like, yeah, I could see that causing some mayhem.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... A real shame if I just pick the bowl up and just walk away.
Yeah, I'll parse through these at my own leisurely pace, thank you.
I just leave three like Judy Jetson when she hand the wallet back to her, George.
Are you a Mike and Ike guy or no?
I don't mind them. I don't mind. Like, it's one of those. I don't think I've ever bought Mike and Ike's. I would always buy something else, but if somebody's got some, I'm like, yeah, let me get a handful of them.
Yeah. Yeah, see, they used to do, like, the massive box of them for $1, and that's how I, like, really got in on them. Like, I'd get one of those in, like, an Arizona, and I'd be up for weeks because that's a lot of sugar.
I was going to say, yeah, my teeth just fall out of my mouth.
But yeah, those, they had like Italian Ice Mike and Ikes for a while. They came in like a light blue box. Those.
I have those. Yeah, I did. Those were good. Those were good.
Those might have been like the best like tasting like fruit candy I've ever had.
Yeah, no, because I remember thinking, I was like, these should just be the normal ones.
Correct. Do you remember the birthday cake M&Ms? I remember I tweeted about those nonstop when they were out.
I do. I think I did. I liked them because I like birthday cake stuff. I didn't love them, though.
Yeah, they were. I was just all in on them because the first like one I had, I think I was just really high, and that frosting taste hit me, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I think that's me and birthday cake Oreos. I was like, this is God's perfect food.
But I hadn't thought about birthday cake M&Ms for a while, and then the other day it just hit me like a fucking train that they used to be a thing, and they just aren't anymore, and that's upsetting.
It's not great. I do like how they're just making everything into milkshakes now. Like, I'm very much here. Correct. For... I just saw, like, I don't even... Do they have Buffalo Wild Wings up there?
Yeah.
Like, in Boston or New York?
Yeah.
They've got a Captain Crunch milkshake they just brought out, and I was like, oh, boy, I'd hate to try it this summer. I hate to sit out on the porch at the Buffalo Wild when you use a few drinks and me and have a Captain Crunch milkshake.
Yeah, stare off onto the horizon, just think about how delicious life is.
Man, oh man. Could be me.
Yeah, there's a burger place by me that has a bunch of like specialty milkshakes, and one of them they had is a Fruity Pebble milkshake, and boy oh boy, is it underwhelming.
Really?
They just take vanilla ice cream and Fruity Pebbles and put it into like a blender. It's like, yeah, all right, yeah, I could have done this.
Yeah, nah, that's no good.
No, your straw just kind of gets jammed up every once in a while.
No, like the Captain, if I've read it right, I think it's like the Captain Crunch blend, but like the whipped cream on top is also blended with Captain Crunch. Ooh. I think like they really, like they, I was like, okay, you added a wrinkle. I like that.
Right. Yeah, there was, the fuck was I going to say? Something about shakes. Oh, it was the Captain Crunch. Chicken tenders is a thing I've had before, and I'm not a crunch guy, but these were like, they just used, instead of like breadcrumbs, they used Captain Crunch and then fried them, and they were fucking delicious.
Oh, I'm sure I've had like Frosted Flakes like that, but yeah, I can imagine how they would be.
Yeah, and they gave you, I want to say it was like a maple type of dipping sauce. Like, it wasn't maple syrup, but it was like maple syrup, like aioli type deal. So it's just,
I was
like,
gonna say, yeah, you'd have, yeah, it'd have to be something. You couldn't go like barbecue sauce or ketchup.
No.
Yeah,
like maybe honey mustard, but it was the maple syrup, whatever concoction really set it off.
Damn, we should cook Fruity Pebbles tenders this summer.
Say when?
The summer. What is it? You deaf? What is it?
Creme de la creme, homie. Top shelf, you know. I like my beat down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back. Hey, holla if you like your beat down low, down low, down low.
Y'all already know what this shit is, nigga. Remix, nigga. Tip, what up, nigga? I'm showing nigga what you want.
I let my chain hang low. Keep that thing up on my waist. All them haters talking reckless. Tell them, say it to my face. Can see a bank roll, yeah, I almost caught a case. It's the remix, so man, it's fresh, talking bass. I'm sitting up 28, it just got me sitting so high. Reach straight up through the clouds, goddamn, I'm in the sky. Got my 87 zone, goddamn it, I'm flying. Bet you anything, won't that nigga try. I put the new gun Wednesday to drop that Monday. Ice cream and Bella, same color as a sun. So you can miss me when they're hating and that he can't rap shit. Tell them faggot ass. Money sick. Hey, I need to see a doctor. Black on black Billy, call it Phantom of the Opera. Lemon lime drop top, I call it a Sprite. Yeah. When I pull it out the garage, you can call it a night. I like my
beat down low, and my top lit. Yeah. See me ride 24. Hey, shop and holla at you like you're Kenwood. And hey, your top lit back if you're real sick. And hey, your window fits black. I like my beat down low, and my top lit.
I like my seat down low and my windows like they crack. Riding with a bad hoe with a girlfriend in her back. I like to get real high and I never look back. And you don't wanna try, man, don't I look
heart of the city, ain't nobody fucking with it. Got a black and gold soul with a fresh New Orleans fitted and a collar polo and a pair of ballet bucks. Young money, motherfucker, know your word about us. Cash money, motherfucker, CMR, I trust. Never had my jaw broken, but it's jaw I bust. And I probably got your girlfriend on my bus. What happens on my bus stays on my bus. And that white widow weed out the jar is a must. If you give me a cigar, then a cigar I bust. Put that white widow weed in the cigar and puff. Look, man, I'm trying to make a porno starring us. Well, not just us, a couple foreign sluts. Yeah, we could make this a menage a trois and darling. I be with Jim Jones and we be ballin', ballin'. Yeah, baby, we ballin' like Rollins and Spalding. Pint of DJ screwin' at Hawaiian. I am leaning like a three-legged lion, climbing right to the top of the motherfucking mountain, counting. I'm gonna need me in the accountant to count it. Man, they got this fucking beat pounding, it's pounding, but it was just lost until I found it. I found it, stole it like a scoundrel, holla gold hound it. Put this bitch to sleep, fucking right, I nightgowned it. Niggas talking cheap, tell them niggas pipe down, bitch. Blood's in the building and I everybody soundless, beating up the track like a motherfucking round fist. Blind, deaf, or crazy, I'ma spit like a long kiss. I am just a Martian, ain't nobody else on this planet. I know, see, I live by my only. Say, where my cheese, nigga, where my macaroni? Baby, I get up in the ass and act a donkey. Candy on candy, nigga, gripping the grain. See, I am the only fire that can live in the brain. I am so, so New Orleans, like 1825, Tulane. Yeah, see, you gotta be from New Orleans, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And if you don't, fuck you. Say what I want.
I like my beat down low, and my talk lit. You see me ride 24, wood, champagne, holla. If you like your kid, wood, holla, and your top lit. If you're real sick, holla, and your window pissed. Like, I like my beat down low, and my talk lit. You see me ride 24, wood, champagne, holla. Fucking remix, nigga.